breakfast time?
Huh?
What is your favorite pastime?
Favorite pastime is not in this morning. Well, there's so many, they're all favorites. They're all very favorite. But since we're worshippers, one more. Since we're worshippers of Radharani, favorite pastime of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami used to stay in Govardhan and Manasi Ganga next to Lord Shiva at a place called Chakaleshwar. And he did his bhajan there. He had his bhajan kuti. And every day from there, he would take bath in Manasi Ganga. Then he would do Govardhan Prikama, walk around Govardhan. And sometimes he would stop in Radhakund. And here at Radhakund, across from what's today is called the Mahaprabhu Temple, there was the bhajan kutir of Sri Rupa Goswami. But that's no longer visible. Used to be a tamal tree there. Very beautiful, bent up tamal tree, where Rupa Goswami would sometimes come and stay here at Radhakund, near the Sangam. So he was often, of course, writing. So he was writing many poems, Rupa Goswami. And that whole collection of poems is called Stavamala. Stava means prayers, and mala means a garland. A garland has a flower mala. Mala or garland has many flowers. So Stava mala is many, many prayers, many poems, one by one by one. Stavavali means a series of, a row of prayers, and Stava mala means a garland of prayers. So Rupa Goswami wrote Stava mala. There's many prayers inside there. Like, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarune Mandala Mayate Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshi. That's there in Stavamala. And many others. So he wrote one beautiful prayer to Radharani called Chatus Pushpanjali. Chatus Pushpanjali. Anjali means hands, like this. This is Anjali. And Pushpa means flowers, there. Pushpanjali. So, an offering of flowers. So there, he's describing Radharani's divine form and qualities and kripa and mercy and her pastimes with Krishna. So he's describing Radharani's bani, her hair braid. And of course it's very, very black in color, very shiny black, naturally glossy, shining hair. And it's all tied like this, you know, like a bani. Thanks, Tom. So he says that Radharani's hair is shining like the hood of a serpent. It's as shiny and glossy as the hood of a cobra. He wrote in Sanskrit. Sanatana Goswami, he went and said, Rupa, oh Rupa Bhai, my brother, what are you writing these days? He said, oh, I've written this Chatupushpanjali. Let me see. And then when Sanatana Goswami read that, He was not happy. He said, "Oh, my wife." Because Sanatan was like older brother than Rupa, and he was respected like a Shiksha Guru towards Rupa. Although Rupa Goswami is Rasikacharya, and he's more intimately connected with Radharani and the Alokic plane of Goloka, Sri Rupa Manjari is the main Manjari, the chief, the teacher, the leading Mukhya Manjari. And then there on that plane, Sanat Goswami is Labanga, Srimati Labanga Manjari. And she's, of course, also very dear to Radharani, one of Radharani's Astamanjaris. But she's subordinate to Rupa Manjari. She's in a lower position than Rupa Manjari. But here in this world, Rupa Goswami was younger, so in one sense he took a lower position in relation to his older brother, Sanatan. But in terms of rasa tattva, and in terms of the raga marga, then generally, as Krishnadas Kaviraj prays, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti, when will I be very, very eager, Akuti, to read about and follow in the footsteps of Sri Rupa and Raghunath. Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Rupa Goswami. That's how Krishnadas Kaviraj concludes every chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Goswami advised Rupa Goswami he should change this description of Radharani's hair, that this is not appropriate to compare Swamini Radha or Ishwari Radhika with a lowly snake. It's a fault in the Sanskrit grammar to use this type of comparison for the goddess of beauty and the goddess of love, Prema Surupini Radha, and Sarva Sandarya Lakshmi Devi Radha. Compare her to a lowly snake, black snake. He didn't think that was good. So then, sometime later, he was doing bhajan. Sanatan Goswami was doing bhajan. He had a place where he would sit on the banks of Shamakund, not very far from Rupa Goswami's bhajan stali. He would sit there on the banks of Shamakund, and he would face the Sangam, looking in a northern direction. And you can visit the bhajan stali of Sanatan Goswami. It's there even today. So he was sat there doing bhajan. And then in the afternoon he saw on the Sangam there were many trees there 500 years ago. This is like a forest everywhere. And these lakes are in the middle of the forest. So it was quite a bit different than it is now. Now you can't find a tree, all the trees died. There you could, there's everywhere trees. So many trees everywhere around. So now he was looking, Sanatan Goswami is looking at the Sangam, and all of a sudden he saw a sporty, a very profound and vision, very real vision in front of his eyes. He saw from one of those trees standing at the Sangam of Radhakund and Shamakund, the meeting place, he saw a julan, a swing suspended there. And there was a bunch of girls there, a bunch of teenage girls, 13, 14, like that. They were giggling and laughing. And one girl was sitting on the swing. There were some sakis were pushing from behind, and some were pushing from the front. And they were enjoying Krishnan Goswami saw this leela of these girls, these choris, what he thought village girls. And behind, one girl had very long black hair, a big veiny braid. Then he saw this coming up her back, he saw a cobra. Cobra was coming up her back, going to bite her neck. So he became very concerned. Oh, Lali, oh, little girl, this is very dangerous. So then he ran down to the Sangam. He said, watch, look out, there's a snake coming. Cobra's coming up the back. So then, when he got there, he kind of tripped and lost his balance, Sanat Goswami. And then he laid on the Sangam and closed his eyes for a second. When he opened his eyes, there was no swing and no little girls, no lollies, no choris, and no braid and no cobra or anything. So then he sat there on the banks of Radhakund and he was thinking over this vision, this spurti, this he just saw, and then he realized that this wasn't some village girls playing, it wasn't an imagination, it was actually Krishna Radharani and the Sakis. They're enjoying Julan, their swing pastimes at Radhakund on the Sangam. And I saw what I thought was a black snake shining and glittering, crawling up Radharani's back, was actually her black hair braid, shining like a cobra. So then Sanatan went back to his brother, Rupa. He gave him a warm embrace. He said, my little brother, oh Rupa, Rupa Bhai, your Chatu Pushpanjali is quite correct. It's a very perfect and exact description of what the gleaming and shining of the glossy hair, beautiful divine hair of Srimati Radharani. Looks just like that, like a black cobra, hood of a black cobra. So that verse is still there, and Chatu Pushpanjali. So there are many wonderful pastimes of Sanatana Goswami, but I like that one, because it involves Radharani. And, even Sanatana Goswami was subject to misjudgment. He misjudged the writings of his brother. He couldn't understand it. And Rupa Goswami, he's Sri Rup. He's the form of Radharani. The very form, Sri Rupa. Sri Srimati Radharani, Mahabhavati Radha's form of her love. He's the form of her love and the form of her seva. The personified, perfectional form of Radharani's Mahabhava and Seva is Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. So everything he writes is perfect and flawless. But nevertheless, to set an example that writing should be very expertly done in Gaudiya Sampradaya, as we mentioned, there are two doshas or faults in presenting the philosophy or in writing Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. One is Siddhanta Virud or Rasabhas. Writing some incompatible mixture of Madhurya Ras with Jagupsa Ras, combining some horrible secondary Gona Ras with the sweetness of Madhurya Ras. It may be incompatible. So this can be seen, this example of comparing Radharani's hair to a snake, maybe a rasabhas, and Sanatana Goswami was thinking like that. This is a dosh in his writing, a fault. This is the wrong analogy. But then when he had this spurti, he realized that Rupa Goswami's writing is perfect, fault-free, and this was the ideal description of Radharani. So there's very nice teachings in this pastime, and we get to remember Radharani and Arjuna and Leela. and how fortunate Snat Goswami was to have darshan of Radharani and all the gopis enjoying Julan at Radhakund. We could only pray. We could pray to Snat and Goswami and pray to Rupa Goswami and Radhika that someday we may see the Julan Yatra of Radharani in the groves of Aprakrita Radhakund, a transcendental Radhakund.